it, toss it. No, he doesn't talk trash. A treasure trove of pop culture gold. Well, I'm sold. Now behold.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is the Lance Bass Show for a very special reality roundup month of Celebrity Big Brother. I am joined, as always, with Turkey Turchin.
Hello there.
And I promise, starting tomorrow, we're going to have Giggles back on, but we can't get our computers to really work so well because she has to zoom in after the episode because we have to record these at night. All right. I'm going to just lay this out there right now and admit that we only watched half the episode.
We did.
We didn't know it was a 2-hour episode tonight, so we started watching it an hour in. So we did not see Power Veto, any of that kind of stuff. But we did see the last half where all the action was, and we know who left. So we'll get to that. All right, guys. So I guess I haven't been on social media today, and I haven't been watching the live feeds because, as you heard from last night's show, something went down. Everyone was talking about people quitting because CBS said the live feeds were not going to be on until Friday. So there were no live feeds. And everyone's like speculating Lamar quit.
Yeah, well, people were saying that like somebody refused to be on the live feed. So they didn't know what to do. And they were going to quit because of they didn't know they were going to be on the live feeds. That's what we were
told. So now we know who that person is that couldn't be on the live feed.
And it wasn't even that.
It was Chris Kirkpatrick. Oh my gosh. So apparently he had a false positive COVID test and got quarantined for 24 hours in a box. it was a false positive. But, you know, I don't know what's happening in the house, but everyone's been telling me that, yes, he is not in the best mood because of this. And I think Mariah is mad at him now because of, I don't know, there's something going down.
Yeah, we have no idea. But, yeah, apparently the whole kerfuffle was because of Chris.
Yeah, and now Mariah and Chris are like enemies in the house, which is a good thing because so you don't want to be too much of a favorite in the house. Like,
true.
You know, you want to be right in the middle and you want to have a little drama so people like, there's like, okay, we can get you out later.
Yeah.
You're causing drama. But I can't wait to see exactly what went down. I think people are sending me videos of the live feed of the aftermath.
Okay.
So I'll have to take a gander
at that. I'm so curious.
But we speculated Lamar or Chris Kattan had left because they just don't really know the show. But it was Chris Kirkpatrick the whole time.
With his fake COVID.
His fake COVID. But I'm telling you, this is going to light a fire under his ass. And I think you're going to see a different Chris now.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Back better than ever.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And there was another little scoop. Oh, yeah. Lamar Odom.
Oh, yeah. Apparently said on the live feeds that he pooped the bed.
He pooped his bed.
Now, I don't know. I have to now research this. I don't know if he pooped the bed on the show or if he just says like, oh, I poop the bed sometimes is on the live feed. So I'm going to have to research this. And then our next show, I'll go really get down to the poopoo gate.
Like I said, the first half, we don't know what happened, but Carson Kressley apparently won Power of Veto.
Yeah.
And what I can't understand what's going on in the house, because again, I didn't watch the first half, is how did Todrick and Carson become enemies?
Well, I don't think they are enemies. I just think
Todrick wants him out.
Yeah, I know, because he's a big,
but aren't they in the formation?
Yeah, Todrick's with everyone. He's literally, so his word means nothing at this point. He's in alliance with every book cast member. And yeah, I think he just wants Carson gone because he wants to be like the sociable gay in the house.
Right, yeah.
So it's competition.
Like two gays cannot survive in the Big Brother house.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so on the block is Mariah and Carson. Carson wins POV. He takes himself off. Misha has to replace Carson with someone. And guess who she goes after? Back to Teddy Mellencamp.
I know.
And they already made a deal.
I know. But to be fair to Misha, she said, I will not put you up now. And she didn't put her up now. She put up Carson and Mariah. And then he took himself off. So, okay, that was that one deal. She didn't put her up then.
I mean,
so technically, this is the second time.
That's
so she didn't say, I'm not going to do it the second time.
I love how open Misha is about her gameplay.
Yeah,
because she doesn't hide anything at all.
No, because I don't think she's too honest, and she's not aware you're supposed to hide these things.
Right.
It's gonna end up catching up with her.
Yeah, probably
being too honest. But who knows? She might do well with being honest.
Yeah,
no one else has tried it.
Well, Teddy was upset, and it is upsetting because Teddy is definitely playing a good game.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see what she would do.
I know. I wanted to see her just like. Mm-hmm.
But you know who did it? Teddy could have survived because I think Misha would have not put her up. She wasn't even thinking about putting Teddy up, except Todrick Hall did his little, you know, magic and convinced her, no, Teddy has to go. And so she did what Todrick said. Mm-hmm. So Todrick is running the house right now.
Yeah. Okay, so they put Teddy on, but now is the ending of the game of the Monwan bag. So, you know, it had a good thing for one player, which was Cynthia. She got saved. But now they're like, it's been under your nose, the clue the whole time, which I figured was the clue. I just didn't know when it would happen because Monwan Black backwards is nom now. And I was like, oh, nomination now. They're going to have to put up a nominee, I just figured. And lo and behold, on the bag, they took off the Velcro, flipped it upside down, and said nom now. So now it's the bad part of the Monwan bag is now they play the game again, putting the bag on everyone's head. And now the person who gets it last has to then pick either between, I guess, Teddy and Mirai, take one of them off their block, and now they're going to have to sit on the block.
Right. And that person would be. I was so glad to see that. Was it Shayna that picked Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. So Shayna picks Chris immediately, which is nice because that just shows you that he's in some good alliances and people like him. So yes. Chris is golden right now. And he was so smart. Chris's best move to date. I mean, it's only been 3 episodes. Yeah. But Chris's best move was picking Todrick to give the hat to today. Because Todrick, you want to hitch your trailer to him.
Yes. He's a bigger
because
target.
He will get you out. As you saw with Teddy, he will get you out. Mm-hmm. So it was really great to see Chris give it to Todrick. So maybe there's that trust and that loyalty there.
Yes.
And maybe that there will be a final two happening at some point. I don't know. But I'm just, those are my wishes for Chris in the house because that's going to really get him far.
Yeah, and that was a really good move of Chris.
I jumped up and screamed. I was like, yes! It's like I was watching like Super Bowl or
something.
Sure
did.
Yeah. And then it gets down to Lamar has the last one, and he gives it to Todd Bridges. So Todd Bridges is now on the block with...
Takes off Mirai,
leaves Teddy up there, which is good for our fantasy league because you had Mirai and you had Todrick too.
And I had Todrick.
So now it's Todd Bridges and Teddy Mellencamp. They vote, and they vote to evict. Or is, what's his name would always say, I evoke a vict.
Doesn't know how to speak.
It was Teddy Mellencamp. We all knew that was coming. I really felt bad.
Me too, because he would have been a really good competitor and good at strategizing. And so, you know, we lost a good player. We have more floaters in there. Yeah. But it'll go by quick.
The only way she could have saved herself was, you know, when they did make that deal, Teddy and Misha, that she should have made it way more impactful. She should have just really made her think, like, final two. Like, no, solidify it right now. Not the, well, we'll see what happens in 2 weeks. I know it's too early. No. If you're on the block,
you just say anything.
You're final two.
Yeah, you say
if
anything.
If she would have solidified a really real final two with her, Misha would have had to have chosen someone else. Even if Todrick was in her ear, she would have chosen someone else.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, hindsight, 50-50. Wait, was it 2020?
Hindsight?
50-50.
I would have said 50-50, too.
It's 2020.
It's 2020. Yeah, that's with the eyes. Okay, I get it now.
Oh, my gosh.
We were talking about when we missed the first half of the show. I learned something new, what 9-8 Central means.
Oh, yeah. Well, you on the East Coast are spoiled.
Oh, man.
When it says 9-8. That's the central time. It airs at the same time.
Yeah, I never realized that. I always lived on the coast, so it always confused me. But now we know.
I always liked that because all my shows were an hour earlier.
Yeah.
You could go to bed earlier.
But like, it always confused me, like 8-7 central. So like, they had like primetime shows coming on at 7 p.m.
Yes.
That is just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That their TV time would start at 7 p.m. in those places.
That's right.
Crazy.
You wish you lived in Mississippi, don't you?
No. God, no. I still East Coast. Still got it before you.
All right, so, tonight was live. We're back on Sunday, which will, you know, crown another HOH. I want to say Monday the next day, someone gets kicked out of the house again.
Really? Yeah, because it's two eliminations a week,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Ooh. So it's going to be a very fast-paced game.
Yeah.
It's super exciting. I like how quickly everyone's really getting into it. I love it. Teddy Mellencamp's exit interview. Julie's like, so which ones do you think are playing the hardest? Like, who's running the game? And she says Lamar and Chris Kattan.
What?
The two, like, worst players in the game.
Oh, right now. Well, maybe she wasn't.
Well, she thought that because they were so quiet that something was going
No, they're
down.
Quiet because they're cuckoo.
Yeah. yeah, they don't, they, I mean, you can tell they've never
They are not playing or strategizing. They're just going with the flow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else happening in pop culture or television that you're watching before we let everyone go? This is a short one tonight because we only watched half the episode.
I know. I don't know. You put me on the spot, Lance.
We just started watching
RuPaul's Drag Race UK versus the world.
Yeah.
I'm sure any of you listening to this don't watch the show. But, I'm a fan of RuPaul's.
I
love the Drag Race universe. And I actually like this one because it's now a bunch of contestants from a bunch of different countries. So it's mm-hmm. actually a finally good, like, no, you don't get all the same girls.
Yeah, I like it.
It's good.
I like it. And then something fun in our world. We are opening up my new club, Heart, tomorrow. It's been a long time coming, and COVID has really slowed us down. We were supposed to be open Halloween, but now we're doing basically Valentine's. It's a pre-thing for Valentine's.
Yeah.
So we're super excited. So if anyone's visiting Los Angeles, come see us at the new club, Heart, right across from my other bar, Rocco's. This place is sick, y'all. It is the coolest little discotheque. Gonna dance all night long.
This is a nice promo. Is Heart and Rocco sponsoring this?
Heart is paying us to say that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love Heart. See you there.
Just kidding. We don't get paid for this show. We just do it for you.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, that is all the show we have for you today. Be good to each other. Take care of those animals. Don't drink and drive. And we will see you on Sunday for another episode of the Reality Roundup on The Lance Bass Show.